Section 17 is a provision that attempts to require anyone who's defined as collecting political intelligence to inform an investment decision as someone who would in the future have to register under the Lobbying Disclosure Act. And we have interpreted that to mean, and we believe it would unintentionally capture all of the business development people, all of the people who are account managers and working in either in business pursuit for the government market through conversations with executive or legislative branch personnel, or all the people who are directly performing and supporting their contractor customer, their government customer, just ordinary conversations with the customer would now be covered under this act, too.
So the fear is, if I have this right, you, as an employee of Company X, go to your customer at the Department of Fill in the Blank, and that person tells you something. You go back and share that information with somebody at your company, and the fear is that under this act, that would make you one of these people who are collecting this political intelligence and using that as a decision-making tool at that company might give you an edge, and that's what this Section 17 is trying to prevent.
Well, the intent is to prevent someone from having conversations with people in Congress and then being able to take that information and sell it to others who can then go and use it in the Wall Street, in the market. But unfortunately, the definitions they're using capture anyone having a conversation with an executive or legislative branch covered personnel, and then using the information they get out of that conversation to make to inform an investment decision. So if I'm a company, and in my conversations with my customer, they determine that we should be seeking certifications for some of the people working on the contract. Well, that's an investment decision for a company. They're going to have to invest in training those personnel. You may decide you want to hire new personnel with those particular certifications. But you've made an investment decision based on intelligence through conversations with those executive branch personnel, and sadly, it's captured in the language in this provision.
And it sounds like that's the kind of conversation that happens all the time in that dynamic.
Well, you can't effectively support your customer if you're not having those kinds of conversations. So we're pursuing, we prefer the language the House chose, which is to ask the Government Accountability Office to do a study and assess how much this is actually going on and be more focused and surgically precise with the definitions if there is a need to regulate the activity. And we prefer that the government spend a little more time looking at this and make sure they're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
What result would it potentially have as far as the actual day-to-day operations of a company? What would it really prevent them from doing?
Well, that's one of the sort of circular challenges that we face looking at this. Companies that would be ensnared in this language because they have business development people talking to the government, determining where the next opportunity would be, and so they need to invest BNP dollars or I'm directly servicing an existing customer, those people would have to register under this provision as lobbyists, and the company would have to register, if it's not already, as a company which employs lobbyists. So that creates a whole new reporting and administrative burden for the company and the individuals. But perversely, a number of the executive branch people are prohibited under existing ethics requirements from having conversations with registered lobbyists. So potentially some of the business development or customer support personnel in a company could be prohibited from having those conversations if this goes into effect.
And just to be clear, employing lobbyists, the fact that you are a company that has them on the payroll, is a whole different regulatory framework than hiring lobbyists who work for another firm, you pay them a retainer, and they go do the business that you hire them to do. That's a different dynamic, right?
Two different dynamics, and the concern is it independent of whether or not a company has lobbyists on staff representing their interests and trying to, call what I do and what other lobbyists do is having conversations to to drive policy outcomes. Independent of whether or not you have personnel doing that, this would capture all your business development people and all of your customer support people who are having conversations with the government's customer or the legislative branch, if you're looking for where's the funding dollar going, for example, to pursue BNP opportunities and make BNP investments. It's outside of that lobbying activity. It's just having conversations, day-to-day conversations with your customer or potential customers and trying to understand where the business opportunities exist. I call it business intelligence. And the people who perform that activity for a company would be captured under that language.
The question that I have about this, and it's not a question for you necessarily, is how we got to this when this started as a piece of legislation that was supposed to prevent members of Congress from using what they find out from their staffs and in hearings and going and engaging in trading, and how this got into the executive branch and the contracting community is somewhat of a mystery to me, and will be interesting to try to investigate that.
It is a baffling turn of events. One of the questions we have for them, why are interactions with Congress now covered when the targeted activity is supposed to be market investment decisions by congressmen and their members of Congress and their staffs.